Welcome back to the Average to Savage Show with Scaletti, a podcast that will help you overcome your limiting beliefs, setbacks, and fears to create the life you were destined to live. Welcome back. I'm so excited to be here. I got my failure is fiction shirt on because that is the truth. Failure does not exist. It is nothing. It's just an unwanted result. Okay, today we're talking about Savage Adventure Camp that just happened last month. We had a sellout, 50 people in this lodge just outside of Pittsburgh. It was the most inspiring, incredible, energizing, encouraging, positive environments I truly think I've ever seen in my entire life. Obviously, I'm biased because I helped put on the event and created the event, but it's not me that makes it that way. It's the people that are around me. It is the people that make this event special, incredible, powerful. And as I think back and I look at our Savage Adventure Camps, and our next one, by the way, is October 10th to the 13th, New River Gorge, West Virginia. We're doing whitewater rafting. We're doing rock climbing, ropes course, zip lining, a bunch of crazy fun stuff. Check it out. My website, mattscaletti.com. Awesome. All the information is there. These camps, I think there's two main things that I pull out of them that we're trying to create and help out with. And that is number one is, and it's in the name, adventure. I think it helps get us out of our comfort zone. And I do all these events as well. We were in Colorado last year, did this high ropes course, and it was legit high ropes course, like 50 feet up in the air. You had to climb this small tree to get to the top, and I was terrified. But obviously, I did it anyways, because that's all part of what the adventure camps are about. Getting out of your comfort zone. This event in Pittsburgh last month, we ran 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours. But on top of that, there were more challenges because most people in this community want more. If you come to an event called Savage Adventure Camp, you're not just getting what the event is. And we preface this coming in. There's going to be other challenges. There's going to be other things that we want to put out there to make it a little more difficult, to make the reward feel all that much better. Because as you've heard me probably say in the past, challenges build champions. Challenges build champions. This year, we put a huge hill right out of the gate in the first quarter mile. You went right up this hill. We didn't have the hill last year. Why did we add the hill? Because challenges build champions. We added the kickoff Savage Saturday. This is the second run. We added a midnight push-up challenge where the whole team had to get involved. Why did we do that? First off, to see who would participate and who wouldn't. Secondly, to see how much people were willing to push to help out their teammates. See, the more you did, the less your teammates had to do. We wanted to see who would put forth more effort to help the team out. And we did it because challenges build champions. We added some other things, archery, BB guns, frisbee golf. Now, that was more just for fun, but it's also to get out of your comfort zone, to have everyone not be the exact same, to do things that push us a little bit, do things maybe we haven't done since we were a kid. That's all part of the fun. We're at a camp, adventure camp. You're at a camp, and we want you to act like you're 5, 6, 7 years old again and having a good time. So we added these other challenges, and there was a final challenge at the end that I cannot discuss because you had to be there to experience it. It was the most difficult one of the whole thing. Nobody knew what the challenge was until they got there, and everybody that came into it completed it. Some were nervous, some were fearful, but everybody finished the final challenge, which was amazing and powerful and inspiring because I saw it. I witnessed it happen. I saw everybody get through it one by one. The other challenge that we had was cold plunges. And we had saunas there as well. cold plunges, and I think myself included, I never want to get into my own cold plunge, ever. Some people, I think that I'm just saying that because I go in and make it look easy. It's not easy. I despise it every time I get in there. But as soon as I sit down, within 5 or 10 seconds, my heart rate is regulated because I've done it so many times. And I feel like a badass. I feel like I could conquer the world when I got out of that thing. And then whatever happens during the course of that day, I'm like, I already got in a cold plunge for 5 minutes. I can handle this, whatever's going on. This person who just cut me off in traffic, this difficult phone call that just happened, somebody who's not being nice to me on social media, I can handle that. Because challenges build champions. We had 10 people do their first cold plunge at camp. That is inspiring to me. 10 people who did not want to do it, but they did it anyways. That's inspiring. Some of them did it more than once. My man Bill was in there, what, 4 or 5 times? He wasn't sure how he was going to do it. We had amazing people there coaching him through it, the Pittsburgh Tub Club. And they coached Bill through it, and they gave him the confidence that next time he could do it by himself. He can control his breathing. He could realize, this is going to help my legs. This is going to help me get through this event. Challenges build champions. This Savage Adventure Camp concept, want to help people get out of their comfort zone so that way when you leave camp and life punches you in the face, you're ready for it because of what you already accomplished at camp. That's the first thing, getting out of your comfort zone. The second thing is community. You've heard me say this before as well, if you consume any of my content. You are the general of your army. Your army are the people that you surround yourself with. And your army determines your apex. Your army determines your apex. What does that mean? Apex, how high you go or how low you go. Your army helps determine that. I promise you, I've witnessed this in my own life 100 billion times in the most powerful way. Back when I was drinking, I surrounded myself with people who were drinking because that's the environment I put myself in. Now I'm healthy, I'm speaking, I'm running my own businesses, I'm living my dream, and I'm associating with other speakers, people that are running adventure camps, people that are leveling up in their lives, people that are healthy, people that are race directors because I'm emceeing different events. And my whole life has changed because I am putting an army around myself that is helping me reach new apexes that I never thought possible. Your army determines your apex. A big reason people come to these events. Some people came to this event knowing the mileage was not going to be the overly difficult. Some very good ultra runners were there, but they wanted to be around the people, build new friendships, new connections. Lifelong friendships were built at this camp. They were built last year at this camp. They were built in Colorado at the last camp. They were built last month, and they're going to be built or pushed further along at the next camp in West Virginia, October 10th to the 13th. These lifelong friendships are happening, and it's amazing to see these people at this camp are some of my best friends. I would rank them right up there as one of my best friends. Some of them I've only seen a couple times in my life. But it's been at these camps during these fully immersive experiences where we're suffering, it's difficult, we're pushing ourselves, and that's how you build bonds. And then you have these discussions at midnight, 2 a.m., when you're in the sauna, you're in the cold plunge, you're wide awake randomly, and somebody's there having a little snack or getting some water, and you just start talking with them. Before the midnight run, you could have a heart-to-heart at 11:45 at night with somebody right before you go out. We did a thing where I think it was 8 p.m. or 4 p.m. on Saturday. You had to do your four-mile run with somebody you had not really spent any time with yet. And that was, from the feedback, was the most powerful run because you got a chance to know somebody that otherwise you probably wouldn't have spent any time with. And with 50 people there, it's hard to interact with everybody, even for myself. It was hard to get one-on-one time with everybody, because you're really only there for about 48, 60 hours, and it's hard. But those two things, you're getting out of your comfort zone and building community, will make you feel absolutely unstoppable. And I'll tell you the other thing that it does, because when I started these camps, I was still going through a rough part of my life. I was going through a really rough divorce. I was uncertain of who I was at the time. And these camps made me realize something. I am not alone. You are not alone. Whatever the struggle is you're going through, we've had people at these camps that have struggled and continue to struggle, some of them, with addiction, self-worth, self-esteem, discipline, a million other different things. And you build these connections through those struggles and help each other out, because the vulnerability that comes out during these events is what helps build the community. Vulnerability helps build the community. I got to remember that. I just made that up. I need to write that down. Vulnerability helps build the community. I really like that. And when the walls come down, that's when the relationships can really flourish. I hope you come to a future Savage Adventure Camp. And this is not a pitch for Savage Adventure Camp. I think we do an incredible job building community, but I would suggest going anywhere. If you'd rather stay closer to home, find a community that you vibe with. And find a community where your desired behavior is their normal behavior. That's a powerful takeaway. Your desired behavior is their normal behavior. So if you want to become a marathon runner and you hang out with people that all think 5Ks are ridiculously difficult, that's not going to work. You need to hang out with marathon runners where it's normal for them to run a marathon. That's your desired behavior. Level up, hang out with people that are playing the game at a higher level than you. For me, I hang out with speakers that are much better than me. I'm going to level up because of that. They're doing better than me. They're getting paid more than me. They're speaking more than me. They're getting bigger engagements. That's who I'm surrounding myself with, because I want to keep leveling up. And most people want to help. A lot of people want to help. I shouldn't say everybody wants to help, but a lot of people want to help. So get around that community. Hope to see you at a future Savage Adventure Camp. October 10th to the 13th is the next one. I love you all. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, however you listen. Much love. I seriously love all of you for tuning into this. Hope you get some value and stay savage. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment if you enjoyed the show. To follow on social media, at Matt Scaletti on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Feel free to shoot me a message, reach out. I'd love to hear feedback, and wishing you an amazing rest of your week.